Mr. Dabalina is your host of the show, where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls up the people and tricks them a good one, till they get angry and threaten with a shotgun. He tells all the guys they need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle K and makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and car dings. A brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. Fun to make people question their reality, so turn up the sound and enjoy the calamities. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Hi everybody, I'm Mr. Dabalina. This is Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I have picked out, I think, 9 calls total for today's show. They all have to do with neighborhoods and neighbors and their houses and homeowners associations. You know, stuff like that. Things that happen in your own neighborhood. Some of these calls go all the way back to 2015. I see some others that are 2020, 2018. Yeah, a bunch of classic stuff. I hope you enjoy this. And if you don't, I hope you never listen again. Just kidding. Don't go away.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Rogers.
Uh-huh.
Hey there. It's Steve Dave from the city of...
Yes?
Our vans were driving through your neighborhood this weekend. They scanned your house and noticed that you have a TV running in there.
I have a TV running.
Yeah, you have a television in your house that you're using?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have a television license with us, though.
Sir, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Well, everybody knows this. You have to have a television license in order to watch a television in your house.
Well, that's just bullshit.
No, it's not,
you can
ma'am.
You can send the police to my front door then and let me know.
No, we're not going to do anything like that. We just need you to comply and pay for your TV license. Just come down to the city building and make your payment.
I have no idea how you even got my phone number.
We're the city.
I don't care who you are. Do not call on my phone and basically, in my book, bullying me to come and pay.
I'm not bullying
never
you.
Heard of this.
You're the one stealing TV service from us. It's not bullying.
You're so full of shit. I'm not stealing nothing. I have never been a thief, and you are an ass.
Yeah, but you're not paying for your...
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Grant.
Yes.
It's Steve Dave from the city of...
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling to let you know, we have those vans that go around and scan your house for infractions.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh,
is
yeah.
It?
What?
I didn't know the vans are on my house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They come by every month or so and just scan the inside of your house, you know, in case you're using the wrong kind of light bulbs or whatever. Anyway, we discovered that you have a TV in there, but you don't have a TV license.
Hang up.
You need to come down to the city building and get a TV license.
No, we don't. Shut up. There's no TV license in the United States. That'd be in Britain, you idiot.
Sean. Wow, he knows what a TV license is.
Oh.
Hi, Brian.
Yes.
This is David from True Green.
And okay.
It looks like we accidentally sprayed your lawn 3 days ago. We were supposed to do the neighbors, and we did a little bit up the street. We did your address by accident. They put an extra one.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't hear anything. Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying I'm with True Green, and we accidentally...
I got that part.
Okay. Well, you asked me to repeat myself, so that's what I was doing. And we accidentally sprayed your lawn. We were supposed to spray the neighbor's lawn, and we sprayed yours instead.
Okay.
So, first of all, we're going to need payment for that, but... And your neighbor's not very happy with you because we sprayed your lawn instead of his?
Well, my neighbor's not happy with me. That shouldn't have anything to do with me.
Well, it kind of does because we sprayed your lawn. You basically have his lawn treatment in your lawn, and you owe him for...
Well, what I'm saying is that's not my fault, though.
Well, it's not, but it is on your property, so you owe him for the treatment. It's just $35. And you can just go straight to his house and pay him. I don't want to be involved. And that way he can pay us again, and we'll come over and we'll respray his lawn.
Well, okay, I have a question for you. This is, I believe, the second time this has happened. And I'm not sure exactly how this is happening. You guys are accidentally spraying different lawns. I mean, I'm not quite sure how. I mean, I can understand once in a while, but this is twice this has happened.
Are you scamming us somehow? Are you tricking us into coming and spraying your lawn?
No, I'm not. And I mean, I've had your service. I mean, I don't know what you're accusing me of doing. I mean, I'm not really appreciating you accusing me of trying to get an extra treatment out of you when you guys make the mistake and spray somebody else's lawn. I mean,
sounds like a scam to
me. I'm not quite sure I'm understanding this.
Yeah, it just sounds like a scam. It sounds like you're just trying to get free lawn treatment.
No.
But I can give you his address if you'd like to go over
here. I'm not really, I don't know if he's called or recorded, but I'm not really exactly liking your tone, your take on me. I mean, if I have to call your superior, I'll do that.
Well, I'm an independent contractor. I don't have a superior. I'm my own boss. So nice try with that one. But yeah, if you'd like to go over and pay him, it's just $35. I'm giving him a discount for the two treatments that we did.
Okay, well, I'm still not, you're telling me to go over and pay him, and you're telling me you don't want to get involved in, but yet your guys service the lawn, and you somehow accidentally service mine, and you don't want to deal with him, but you're talking to me?
Well, you're the one that just is trying to scam everyone, so you just need to stop whatever it is you're doing.
What do you mean I'm trying to scam?
Before we involve the police, you just stop doing what you're doing, because I'm sure it's illegal.
What are you talking about?
Your scam where you're getting free treatments. Whatever
I'm
it is.
I'm not getting free treatments. I paid for every treatment I've ever gotten from True Green.
Well, except the one you got 3 days ago. It's $35.
Well, what I'm telling you is, why did you treat my lawn instead of my neighbor's?
Apparently, you modified the paperwork.
So apparently, you guys made a mistake. I'm not trying to understand why you treated my lawn instead of my neighbor's. I should have been done with my lawn treatment for the year.
Well, it's because you're doing something. You're modifying the paperwork. Or maybe you're a hacker. Maybe you're going in and changing.
No, I am not.
You're probably going in and changing the address on the computer with your hacking skills.
No, I am not. I don't know what you're trying to keep, but I mean, I don't know quite what you're up to here, but you're going to have an issue if you keep going with, telling me that I'm trying to scam you.
All I know is hacking is a federal crime, even if you're just hacking our local database.
I haven't hacked anything. I don't know what you're even talking about.
Oh, okay. Now, so you don't know what I'm talking about. That sounds real.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Telling me that I'm hacking your computer.
Yeah.
Now you've gone from me trying to get an extra to hacking your computer.
You're like one of those Nigerian scammers. And I'm why?
Okay. I think I've had enough of dealing with you. My next step is going to be to this, or I don't know what. I'm not going over. If you want to send somebody here to my house to talk to me, that's well and fine. But who is the neighbors that accidentally didn't get their lawn treatment?
Well, they live at 1007. I mean, 1107.
No, you should know their name. Don't tell 11. Me the address. You should know their name.
Hey, tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up, because this doesn't concern her.
First of all, you're telling me you need to shut your mouth.
You mean shut the fuck up?
And I think you're a scam artist yourself, personally, is what I think is going on. I've had Chem Lawn service for over 4 years, never had a problem until this situation, so I think you're full of shit.
We're not Chem Lawn, we're True Green, you idiot.
Okay. And yeah. I'm not, first of all, like, I don't know if you think that I'm going to pay for your mistake, you're really full of it.
Oh, okay, yeah, if you want to have problems with your neighbors, that's none of my business. If you're going to steal their lawn treatment like you've been doing.
Hello?
Hey, you hung up on me. It's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, in this day and age, you get one stab at it.
Yeah, but like what? You didn't even give me a chance. You just hung up.
I listened. I said hello, and then there was no one here.
Oh, you probably said hello and then picked up.
No.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, I was calling about your trash.
Our trash?
Yeah, you know, you put your trash out and your recycles
out.
Yeah. We've been going through your trash lately. We noticed you've been putting a lot of stuff in the trash that could go in the recycle.
Is this a joke?
No, like you're putting a lot of paper-based stuff in the trash that it seems like you could put it in the recycle. You know, it doesn't have to be cardboard to go in the recycle. It could just be papers.
You've been going through our garbage.
Yeah. Well, no, we do. It's not you. Don't take it personally. We do this to everyone.
Let me put you on speaker because this is a joke.
That's not a joke, ma'am.
So you've gone through our garbage.
I'm with the Homeowners Association. We're supposed to. It's just to make sure that you're recycling properly and other reasons.
What's the name of the Homeowners Association?
Who the fuck are you? It's is that Ronald?
Maybe.
Trisha.
What's the problem? So, okay, you've been going through our garbage, okay? What's the, what do you care? You're not the... What does care? Because if I don't pay the bill to...
Why didn't you just hand the phone to Ronald if he was going to take over the call?
Because who calls on a Sunday night? If this is this a business call or is this just some...
It's not a business call.
Out of the blue
I'm just
here.
Calling to let you know you need to recycle better.
Oh, okay, great. I'll take care of that.
Okay, well, no, seriously, you better or we're going to start sending you fines.
Just going to send me a fine.
Oh, yeah, we are. Don't you think we can't do it?
Who's on the board of...
I don't have to tell you shit.
Oh, yeah. That's a real professional call there, Jack. I don't You don't even know who's on the board of...
Oh, I know exactly who's on the board.
Yeah, who?
Because
I do, too.
If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
All right, well, you have a nice night.
Yeah, you too.
Hello?
Hi, Monica?
Yeah.
Hey there, it's Steve Dave from the city of...
Yeah.
Our vans were driving by your house yesterday, you know, the ones that scan your house.
Okay.
And they noticed...
I guess I don't know. I don't know what that is, but you have vehicles that scan a house?
Oh, yeah, they scan all the houses in the neighborhood. They come by your house every 2 or 3 days. They've noticed that you've been leaving your lights on a lot when you're not in the room and just leaving your TV running all the time.
Okay.
We were just hoping you could just maybe shut off the lights when you're not in a room.
Okay.
Maybe don't run your TV all day.
Yeah, I don't run it all day unless I'm here or someone's in the house. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, maybe just like even when people are in the house, maybe just shut it off every once in a while. Read a book or something?
We do read a book. So.
Well, it seems like...
I appreciate it, yeah. We will do...
Yeah, the van's just reporting that every time it drives by, your TV's on and lights are on all over the house.
Okay. I didn't know that we were restricted on how much we could have our lights on or what we could watch.
Well, you're not restricted necessarily. It's just, you know, it's bad for the earth. You want to save the earth and everything.
Okay. Can I get your name again?
Sure.
Who are you?
Yeah, it's Steve Dave. I'm with the city of...
Steve Day.
Yep. I'm in the...
And what's your position?
I'm in the enforcement office.
Steve Day.
Yep. And do you have a fish tank running in there? They can't figure out what this one energy signature is.
Okay.
Some sort of compressor.
I don't really appreciate people going around scanning my home.
Well, yeah,
I don't really
but,
have to tell you what I have in my home.
Okay, but well, no, we're not trying to be nosy. We're not like listening or anything.
Well, you are when you're asking me, do I have a fish tank? Do I have my TV? You are.
Yeah, well, we're not. It's like they can't see inside your home. They can just see like the energy signatures and like a heat map, 3D image of everyone
right,
in your
but
house.
I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate that, Mr. Day, at all, that people go around screening my home.
Well, it's not you personally. Like, it's not, don't take it personally.
I know it's not me. You're doing it to every, well, I'm going to take it personally when you're personally scanning my home.
Okay. Well, no, we scan everyone's home.
I understand that. I understand.
We're just trying to help.
Well, I appreciate, can I have a phone number?
Sure. Yeah. It's 7. Is that someone yelling in the background or is that just your TV running like it always is?
Excuse me, can you give me your phone number, please?
Okay, well I didn't... Is that someone talking in the background? Are they interrupting you, or is that just the TV?
They're not interrupting me. There's kids, there's people in this home, so there's people talking.
Oh, it sounds like an adult.
I've got a kid reading a book. I've got a girl that's reading her book. I've got kids doing homework.
Turn off the TV so they can concentrate on their book.
Excuse me. There's no TV on right now, and I don't appreciate you talking to me that way. May I have your number?
Yeah, someone has a loud voice. It's a...
Well, I can hear your voice pretty good.
Okay, it's 7-420-6969.
And who's your boss?
Carol.
Who?
Carol Gersberms.
Carol. Spell her last name for me, please.
No, I don't want to.
But really? Yeah, just
well,
if you could just.
What's her last name again?
Gersperms.
Gersperms.
Yep.
And you say you work for the city of under what department?
I'm in the enforcement department.
Enforcement department.
Yep, the scanning and enforcement. So,
scanning.
Yeah, like, you know, a lot of people
so
like to just argue a bunch over this kind
I understand,
of stuff.
But you know what? You're invading my privacy by scanning my house.
Well, I'm not doing the scanning. I don't drive the van. I just work here in the office.
Oh, you're not responsible. So you just make the phone calls, but the person out there you're going to say is responsible.
Yeah, Carol assigns all the people to drive around in vans and scan everyone's homes in the city.
But you're a part of it when you're calling me and telling me that I can't have my TV on.
Well, you said that I was scanning your house personally, so...
Okay, your department is, sir. So, thanks for the call. You have a great evening.
Okay, so you're going to, like, Bye. Turn off lights whenever you leave a room, then?
I've still got, like, half of... Oh, hey, Barbara?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor.
Roy?
Yeah, I live around the corner.
Okay.
And I was going through your trash, and... Like, you keep dumping, like, all the liquidy stuff, like food items, in with the cardboard and the papers and stuff.
No. What? Wait a minute. What number? Who are you?
This is Roy. I live here in the neighborhood. I forgot to say Steve Dave. Yep. And I was just...
What space are you in? I don't put anything in the recycling.
You don't put anything in the recycling? Yeah, that's why I'm...
Very little. Paper.
I know.
Newspaper.
Yeah, you should put more stuff in the recycling, like your food containers that are paper and cardboard.
No, I don't put any food containers in there.
Why not?
Newspaper and envelopes. That's
don't,
it.
Don't you want? Are you like afraid people will know what you're eating?
No. Go ahead. What's?
No.
I haven't put any food containers in the recycling.
That's the problem. You keep putting them in the regular trash. You're not.
I don't. I have like one bag of trash.
I know.
One bag of recycling.
Yeah, but that's no excuse for not recycling properly.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be recycling everything, every little thing. You got to put it in the recycle bin if it goes in there.
Okay.
Plastics, cardboards.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, and also when you... Pour food all over all the regular stuff. It's hard for me to like root through your trash.
What neighbor are you? What number you live
No,
at?
No, I'm with the homeowners association. I live way I live way over there on the ridge on not on ridge on 96th.
Okay,
way
now you got me saying. You know what?
Yeah.
I don't live there.
You don't
it's
live
a rental.
You don't live on Ridgeview.
No, you're just I live in.
Oh, my
gosh. That's my rental house.
You need to talk to your tenants. You need to tell them to recycle more, recycle better.
Okay.
You need
to
call them.
You sure threw me off.
Yeah.
I have like one bag of garbage a week. That's it.
You're one of those people.
Or if even that. I don't. I'm just me.
Well, your tenants, they have
a
lot more.
That's a rental house.
I've been going through their garbage every week, and it's getting worse and worse. They just don't even care about recycling.
Well, I'll tell them, but it sure threw me for a loop.
Yeah, what's their number? Let's just get them on the phone right now.
Let's see. Jimmy?
Yep, Jimmy.
He probably won't be happy, but I guess you could. In fact, I don't even know. Well, they didn't respond to a call I just gave them a couple days ago.
Oh, like, what, are they yard work. Are they late? Oh, yard work.
They're not late. They're never late.
Let's have a word with them.
Okay. Please.
We're going to tell them a thing or two.
Tell them who you are, that you're the Homeowners Association in Breckenridge.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
like I said, you're like, I'm going like, what, Roy?
Yeah.
I don't know any Roy.
That's what I'll say.
I live in a small community.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, hold on a second. Let me get you the number.
Okay, all right. Let's do it. Click, click.
Okay, this is Jimmy.
Okay, I'm going to mute. All right, and what's the number? Uh-huh. Okay. All righty, and what's the other one? Yeah, that's what I'll do.
to mixed or not recycling, I guess. So whatever. Okay. Be gentle.
Oh, of course I will. Of course. But what was the number again for Jim? Jimba?
Well, I think it's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those people. Okay, we'll start with. Are you ready? We're going to give them a piece of our mind. Here we go. It's ringing.
Wow, you're too high tech for me.
I know. We got all the technology here.
I don't even know how to do this or what you're doing, but you probably won't answer. Unless
hey, you've reached Jimmy. I'm not available right now.
I knew Jim would be like this. But we have that other number. We'll try this other one.
Okay.
Here goes.
Hello?
Megan?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, hey.
Hey, I'm on the phone with Barbara.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. Apparently there's a situation where you guys are putting the wrong stuff on the recycling container, which is interesting, but Mr. Roy here just called me, and I thought he was my neighbor here, and really threw me for a loop.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, she was worried.
I'm like thinking, what? Who? Yep. Roy? What?
And then she was telling me you guys don't keep up your yard very good either. Like, it's a messy, messy yard. And I agree.
I did not.
Uh-huh.
You did not.
You were bad-mouthing them all over the place. You should have heard her, Megan.
He's kidding.
No,
he's kidding.
I wouldn't kid. I'm a Christian. She's backpedaling.
But anyway,
Roy, Megan,
go ahead with what the issue is.
So Megan, you and Jimb, you haven't been recycling properly. You're putting too much paper. We've been going through your trash.
Okay. And I didn't know that was up to the HOA to go through our trash. So what are we putting in there that we shouldn't be putting in there?
Oh, you know, just papers. Don't you know what goes in the recycle bin?
I thought, like, junk mail was fine, like all the stupid ads that are mailed. I've never been told otherwise, ever, in any property I've ever had.
Yeah, but, like, also boxes, like food boxes, like your stupid macaroni dinners and stuff.
Whoa,
like that.
You don't have to talk to us like that.
Oh, no, you said the word stupid first. Remember? You said
I
stupid.
I mean, you know, like, everybody gets really annoyed with all the amount of
junk. Right?
Yeah.
You're inappropriate.
No,
you know,
I'm not.
I'll talk to him. Okay.
Okay, Barbara.
I'll talk to him, Roy. Oh. Yeah, no, you are inappropriate. Just you hang up. I'll talk to Megan later.
You hang up. But Barbara,
goodbye.
Can you tell her to shut her kids the fuck up, real quick?
Oh damn!
You called me at my home. It's dinner time at our house.
I know. Like, tell your kids to be quiet. Sit at the table quietly.
I have a one-year-old daughter that I had to step away for to get this phone call. She's upset. She's in her high chair.
Who is that?
It's HOA.
Well, let me talk to
you.
Hold on.
Yeah, put... Jimb? Jimb? Hello, Jimb? Jimb?
Hello, this is Mr. Smith. Who's this?
Oh, hey, what happened? You disappeared there for a little while.
Yep. Whoa.
What'd you do?
What did we do for you?
Did you pop over on 3-way and dial one of those numbers that records my call? Is that what
you... No, sir, I did not. My wife just passed me this. Who is this?
Oh, it's weird because you just kind of disappeared for a whole 30 seconds or so.
Okay, but who am I talking to?
I kept saying, Jimb, are you there? And, like, you weren't replying. What happened during that time?
I don't know. Who's this?
Like, when you record the calls like that, you should say, hey, hold on 1 second. I've got to do something here.
Man, you don't want to mess around with me.
Okay, well, I'm just saying you guys, like, need to take better care of your yard, number one.
I don't have a yard.
You don't call... Yeah, I wouldn't call it a yard either if I were you, the way it looks.
Okay, what's in my yard that you don't like?
And you need to recycle better. Like, you're
what's
not...
What's in my
you're
yard
not,
you don't
you're not,
like?
You're not recycling properly.
Are you not hearing me?
Is that not up to the company to tell us?
Tell that lady to shut up.
I don't know who you are, partner, but...
Okay, well, she's interrupting while you're on the phone. Tell her to shut the fuck up.
Oh, dude, you're up.
And I'm not your partner, Chief.
Okay, dude. Hold on a second.
I'm not your dude, pal. And furthermore, Jimb? Uh-oh, he's doing it again.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
It's your turn to speak. I've said a whole bunch of stuff, and you haven't said anything back to me.
I've got nothing to say to you.
Okay, well, I just called to let you know. Clean up your damn yard. Recycle better. And tell your wife to shut up.
What's your name, dude?
This is Roy.
Roy, where do you live at?
Quit calling me dude. It's very condescending.
I didn't call you dude. I said, where do you live at?
You said dude. I heard you. I've got it on recording. I'm recording this call.
That's good. Good for you. You probably should.
Just like you're recording. Do you
live at? Where do you live at?
Oh, I don't have to tell you. Like, I'm the boss here. We just, you know, we keep an eye on your trash and your recycle levels, and they're way off. They're very disproportionate.
Sounds good.
You need to fix that ASAP.
Sounds good.
That's right.
I'll be seeing you later, Roy.
Will you? That sounds kind of like scary. Don't say it like that, okay?
Oh, I promise.
What do you mean you promise?
See you later, Roy.
Okay, Jim.
Hello?
Hi, Bonnie?
Yes.
This is Dave from Altel.
Yes.
And we've been noticing some weird activity coming from your internet connection.
Oh, okay.
And it seems like there's been a lot of computer hacking happening from your location there, from your house. And we just need to ask you to please stop doing that, or we'll have to terminate your account.
I don't know who you are.
I already told you. This is Dave from Altel.
I don't know who Dave from Altel is.
I'm from the security department of Altel, your internet provider. I'm sorry you don't know me personally.
Altel is not my internet provider.
Oh, the hell it isn't. Don't lie to me. We just need you to stop hacking, okay? We need you to stop doing the computer.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
You're calling from a number that is a neighbor.
Is a neighbor? What the fuck kind of English is that?
It's a neighbor's phone number. I have no idea who you are. If you want to come to our home and talk to us and show us ID, we're two 55-year-old people. Why the heck would we know? I don't even know anything about computers.
Oh, my God, you're so old.
I get on, and that's it.
Yeah, that's something a hacker would say.
Oh, my good Lord. Then you come to my home,
don't take the name of the Lord in vain. I'm a Christian, and I don't appreciate what you just said.
So am I.
Well, then you wouldn't take the name of the Lord in vain, would you?
Too.
You would not take the name of the Lord in vain, you fucking sinner.
Yeah, well.
You tell him. We're not.
Your wife is a sinner, and she's going to hell.
Hello?
Hi, sir. Hi, is this Greg?
Hello, who's this?
This is Dave from Altel.
Mm-hmm.
Despite what your stupid wife says. And we need you to stop hacking with your computer, your internet connection. Or we're going to have to turn off your account.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what hacking is.
Oh, the hell you don't. Your wife knows what it is.
You know what? I'd like to, that we could get together face-to-face and discuss this.
Oh, it's not going to happen.
Do you have an office?
I'm calling from a call center.
Sure. And where is that located?
I'm not telling you. No. What are you? Are you going to come in and shoot up the place with your assault rifle or something? I don't need that.
Hello.
Hey, Alan?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy, your neighbor. I live over here on Court.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you happened to find my wallet in your backyard. I was back there for a few hours the other day and just
what were you doing in my backyard?
I was metal detecting. I was walking around with my metal detector about 3 in the morning and digging holes.
So, are you kidding me?
No, I wouldn't kid. I was just wondering if maybe you found it. It's just like a little black wallet.
No, we haven't looked, to be honest with you.
Okay, all right.
What the hell are you doing in my backyard at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I was metal detecting. I was treasure hunting. I found some things. I just go around and wait till it beeps, and I dig a hole, and sometimes I find jewelry and coins and stuff.
Oh, is that a shot you?
What's that?
Those thought you were robbing the place and shot you.
Oh, no, I wasn't robbing the place. I was just, I was digging stuff underground.
3 o'clock in the morning, somebody's in your backyard. You don't think they're delivering Christmas presents.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. If you shot me, that'd be murder, and you'd go to jail.
Right. And what's your last name?
Jurbel.
Well, sir, I don't know you, but I haven't really looked in my backyard, so I wouldn't know if it's back there or not.
Okay. Well, I'll have to go back there and look around, I guess.
I wouldn't come back in my yard again, sir.
Well, I need my wallet. You can't just steal my wallet. Like, first you want to...
That may be, but I would strongly suggest that you not come into my backyard again at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Can you go out back there and check for me?
Go back there and check for you.
Yeah, to see if you find my wallet. It's a black one. It's got the Power Rangers logo on it.
Are you in the phone book?
Yep. Roy.
Okay. Spell your last name again.
ZX... Q, G, D, and then F like Frank.
What?
It's foreign. Don't make fun of me for being a foreigner, okay?
No, I'm not making fun of you for being a foreigner. But
well, I don't know. You're saying you're going to murder me, and then you say you're going to steal my wallet. I don't know with you.
I don't know you, and you.
Well, you're
in my backyard in the middle of the night. What would you think if I was in your backyard at the middle of the night?
Oh, that'd be okay if you're metal detecting. Are you part of the metal detector club, like me?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you ought to join up. It's fun. We go and
I think you're fun.
You think what?
Hello?
Hi, is Leroy around?
Leroy's here. Just a moment, please.
Okay.
Who's calling?
Oh, this is Dave from down the street.
Dave down the street.
Hello.
Hey, Leroy. I just got a call from you. And is...
No, see, that's happening, Dave. Were you down the street?
Yeah, I'm down the street. They said they were underneath my yard.
My neighbor just called and said they got a call from me, and we haven't been on the phone.
Oh, well, that's weird. No, it came from your number.
Someone's hacking.
What?
Yeah, someone's hacking with my number.
They're hacking?
Apparently so.
I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Where are you at, Dave?
Oh,
you're here in our development, right?
Well, I'm at 1024 on the Springfield.
They're using my number for some reason. I don't know how they're doing. See, we're wireless. We're Verizon wireless.
How many calls did you get? Did you get a lot of calls?
You're Dave, right?
Yeah, this
You're
is...
You're Dave.
I'm Dave.
Are you with Altel?
No, I'm not with Altel. No, I just live on your street, I think.
Well, what's your last name?
Williams.
Dave Williams.
Oh, yeah. Do you believe me now?
Because the gentleman who called my neighbor said his name was Dave. That's why I asked you, Dave.
Oh, no, I'm the real Dave. I recognize your voice. I remember because I remember your voice when you called me and you said you were with True Green and you were underneath my house and you lost your wedding ring in my basement.
No kidding. Well, I was with True Green and you're underneath we're underneath his Dave's house and we're looking lost my wedding ring.
Yeah, can you tell that lady in the background? Tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up. She keeps interrupting.
Oh, why are you saying this?
Well, just she kept interrupting, so I was just thinking, you know, maybe she should shut the fuck up.
You are the one, aren't you, Dave?
What? What are you talking about?
Dave, you are the one.
What do you mean? What do you mean the one? Like Neo?
Why are you using that kind of language?
Well, I'm that kind of person. I just curse a lot. I'm sorry.
No, Dave.
Okay, instead...
We've got to get to the bottom of this. I'll take care of you, Dave.
Can you tell your wife to...
Use that kind of language.
Please quieten down a little bit?
No. You're hacking and you're doing something wrong, Dave.
I'm not a hack. I don't even know what hacking is. I was just...
Bye, Dave.
I was just trying
to... I'll check you out, Dave.
No, I was just trying to take a nap. That's all.
That guy totally had me figured out, didn't he? He knows I am the one who is calling up all of his neighbors He got me good. I never called that neighborhood again because I don't want no trouble. Anyway, thanks for listening to Mr. Davalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I will hopefully be around next week, and if all goes well, I'll do another show. See you then, everyone.
Saturday, let's go, wake up, let's roll, TV, Cheerio, remote control, 9 years old and I don't sleep in, I live for Fox Kids, it's time for X-Men, big chair, sit back, no pants, relax, show break, it's next, squeeze it, snap back, done it all before and I'll do it again, sit back and strap in, it's time for X-Men. Since I could get out of bed without a parent, I was up when it was seven. No alarm, it wasn't hearing yo back when he only needed one remote control. Entire box of Captain Crunch inside a giant mixing bowl. Tailspin, Power Rangers, Darkwing Duck. Never watched the girl shows, no way, those suck. And the ads all stuck, got to make a fast buck. Still with the Kawasaki Ninja in a Tonka truck. Not too long, 10 o'clock rolls around. Best theme song starts and I hit the ground. Got my head in my hands, hand bones to the elbows. And don't hear a peep, cause I'm deep into my show. Toss diversity and it made you think. And it's always way cool when the claws go sheep. I pretend I got strength in my arms. Made a medal, then I toss my little brother, baby cannibal special. Mom and dad can just stay in bed, cause Beast is cool, wanna do what he does, hang upside down, and then I just bust my head. Ow! Saturday, let's go, wake up, let's roll, TV, Cheerio, remote control, 9 years old and I don't sleep in, I live for Fox Kids, it's time for X-Men, big chair, sit back, no pants, relax, show break, it's next, squeeze it, snap back, done it all before and I'll do it again, sit back and strap in, it's time for X-Men.
I guess when X-Men first debuted, it was Halloween morning 92. I was straight blown away by the beat of the song that must have cleared for this track, am I wrong? Before puberty brought surprising hairs, I sit back and relax on my reclining chair. Rogue was beautiful, Storm was electric, shaking from the sugar high like an apoplectic. I thought fourth grade wouldn't be so hard if I just had that hologram Wolverine card. Spider-Man comics and Mad Magazine, Dave Berg, Don Martin, true artists, R.I.P. I learned a lot from that X-Men show, like how intolerance had to go. Magneto was a jerk, thanks to the Holocaust. Edutainment, holler at the Holoboss.
Mom and dad can just stay in bed, cause Beast is cool, wanna do what he does, hang upside down, and then I just bust my head. Ow! Saturday, let's go, wake up, let's roll, TV, Cheerio, remote control, 9 years old and I don't sleep in, I live for Fox Kids, it's time for X-Men, big chair, sit back, no pain, relax, show break, it's next, squeeze it, snap back, done it all before and I'll do it again, sit back and strap in, it's time for X-Men, and a little bit of every Saturday soliciting me, every girl that wouldn't kiss me, every bully that would hate me, oh, the world inside my head, best believe that it was better, I started reading comic books, Gail Simone, hey, oh, I met her, but it all started with Xavier's class, at 15, Graham Morrison was kicking my ass, yo, this ain't the cartoon, but I think I like it more, you know she's laid a waste, yo, who the hell is Zorn, made me step up, take no guidance on my head, like the Phoenix, Jean Grey, last to check, she was still dead, but when I was still 10, I was going to my bed, I was dreaming I would rather be a mutant instead, wake up and they were on my screen, making fun of Scott Summers, Sabretooth and Jubilee, training all day in a room, made for Danger, X-Men, TAS, better than a Power Ranger, mom and dad can just stay in bed, cause Beast is cool, wanna do what he does, hang upside down, and then I just bust my head, ow, Saturday, let's go, wake up, let's roll, TV, Cheerio, remote control, 9 years old and I don't sleep in, I live for Fox Kids, it's time for X-Men, big chair, sit back, no pants, relax, show break, it's next, squeeze it, snap back, done it all before and I'll do it again, sit back and strap in, it's time for X-Men.
Not in my backyard.